Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
Een belangenbehartiger of bondgenoot zijn van de First Nations in Australië betekent dat je actief zaken en doelen steunt die van belang zijn voor de Indigenous gemeenschappen. In deze aflevering van de SBS-serie Australia Explained, gemaakt door Yumi Oba, hoort u over enkele aspecten waarmee u rekening moet houden met betrekking tot belangenbehartiging en bondgenootschap met First Nations gemeenschappen.
Dit is SBS Radio Dutch.
Hoewel er niet één pad is om bondgenoot van een First Nation te worden, is net als in elke relatie het leren kennen van de mensen een van de eerste stappen, zegt Boondjalung vrouw Karen Mundine, CEO van Reconciliation Australia.
It has to start with understanding the relationship and the situation we are in today with First Nations peoples and other Australians. And understanding the history, the things that have gone on in that relationship. And it doesn't matter whether you're a recent migrant. If you want to build a relationship, understanding who people are and the things that have happened to them that impact their lives and their experience of being Australian, I think is a really good starting point.
Ze zegt dat het proces je kan verrijken omdat het mogelijkheden geeft om je te verbinden met mens en land.
A great starting point is just learning who the local traditional owners are for the communities where you live. And you can often do that through First Nations organisations. You can often do it through local councils. And then getting to know the people in your area, getting to know the places, which often have park names that use traditional language, places that are named after things that happened historically in that area.
Yorta Yorta vrouw Dr. Summer May Finlay zegt dat het belangrijk is dat niet-Indigenous mensen zichzelf inlezen.
An ally is someone who takes the time to educate themselves, because as only 3% of the population, if we tried to educate everybody, we'd be doing nothing else. That includes sleeping and eating. So really, the starting point is going to trusted sources. Reconciliation Australia or your date-based reconciliation council, a really good starting point. I highly recommend them.
Gamila Ryman Luke Pearson is oprichter van Indigenous X, een online platform dat diverse Indigenous stemmen laat zien en viert. Hij zegt dat we eerst alle individuen als gelijken moeten zien voordat we de geschiedenis leren kennen.
If you come from a place of dignity, respect, love, appreciation and an understanding that all peoples are fundamentally equal. And whatever differences we see in our culture are not a reflection of, you know, better, worse, superior, inferior in that way, then you're off to a good start. But if you don't have that, then it really doesn't matter what you learn, what you experience. It's always going to come through ultimately in finding ways to validate, justify, you know, racism.
Hoewel iedereen een rol kan spelen in positieve verandering, vermijdt hij liever het term bondgenootschap.
The reason I don't like that terminology is to try to decenter non-Indigenous people from the cause for Indigenous justice. And so if you're doing good things and you're helping, that's great. But you shouldn't need a label or a sticker or making it about you in that way. The goal is not for you to feel good. The goal is to improve outcomes for Indigenous people.
Een goede bondgenoot is iemand die de grenzen kent van wat het betekent om een bondgenoot te zijn. U hoort nogmaals Dr. Finlay.
So we don't need someone to step into the realm of trying to behave like an Indigenous person. What we need is people who recognize they're not First Nations. And also recognize when it's a First Nations person that should be speaking. And in that, make sure that they're actually then proactively identifying people that should speak on their behalf.
CEO van Reconciliation Australia, Karen Mundine, zegt dat vluchtelingen en migranten kunnen putten uit vergelijkbare levenservaringen om betere resultaten te bereiken.
Whether it's experiences of racism, limited in where they're able to travel or go or visit, who have been kept away from their homelands. These are things that are similar experiences. And I think they're things that we can then collectively build from. I think it's important for other communities, to ask their community representatives to formally support First Nations organisations. Invite First Nations peoples to come speak to your community organisations, to your churches, temples, mosques.
En het werkt twee kanten op.
Many First Nations people are more than happy to support migrant communities and the struggles and the challenges that they're facing.
Het voorste parlementreferendum van vorig jaar bood een goede gelegenheid om meer te leren over en je te verdiepen in First Nations people, evenals een kans om relaties op te bouwen. En dat blijven doen is essentieel voor de toekomst van het moderne Australië, zo zegt mevrouw Mundine.
If we want to build a modern, diverse nation that is proud of its multiculturalism, it has to start with the first Australians and recognizing this is a connection that goes back 65,000 years plus. And if we can build on the wisdom of the world's oldest continuously connected culture, I'm sure that creates so many opportunities for us as a modern nation into the 21st century and beyond.
Wil je nog meer soortgelijke verhalen? Luister via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify of waar je je podcasts dan ook vandaan haalt.